If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need BILL. BILL Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With BILL, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using BILL to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how BILL can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to BILL Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast.
Welcome back to the Roster Countdown Series, first edition of the 2024 Roster Countdown Series, where we start at 90 and go all the way to 1. And the whole issue is, what is the most importance to this season alone? This has nothing to do with long-term. This is contracts, all that stuff. We'll dive into that. But who has the most importance to the 49ers 2024 season? I have to give credit to Josh, Zach, and Dave, our executive producers of this series. They helped us out so much. And we're starting at 91. Why is there 91? Well, the 49ers have a player pathway program exemption, so they get one extra player. He didn't come in at 91. Chris Hubbard, one of the most recent additions, offensive lineman, vet. And kind of, again, I want to give you guys just a peek behind the way in which we do this whole series. We rank, each one of us submits 1 through 91, who we all think is the most important to this season. That's kind of where we start at, right? And we average out all those numbers. That gives us the kind of compiled number for each player. And then we just start writing up draft profiles or, you know, player profiles, what they've done, what they haven't done, and share it with it. Now, Chris Hubbard came in and got signed right after we finished our list. So whenever a new player comes in, which there's going to be turnover, and we will cover a player that will be released, you got to cut down to 53, we'll plug them in appropriately. But starting with a vet like Chris Hubbard, interesting player, 11-year vet. Now, he comes at 91, probably be a little higher on the list, but we finished our rankings, and we didn't want to go back and redo it. It just didn't make too much sense. So as we dive into Chris Hubbard, understand, we have him number 91. Very realistic possibility that he makes this roster. I think he probably would have came in the 70s if we redid those numbers. But an offensive lineman that has played well above his pay grade, undrafted free agent, 11 years in the NFL. But as you start to talk about Chris Hubbard, and you go through, okay, 6'4", 295, he's light, he's on the smaller end. His arm length, not even 31-inch arms, 30 and 3 quarters. The minimum, whenever you do these draft profiles, 34 inches. This dude has 3-inch shorter arms than the average left tackle. One of the shortest arms in for a starting NFL left tackle currently is Colton McKivitz for the 49ers with 33-inch arms. So he's even less than that. He's 33 years old, Chris Hubbard. He ran a 4.95. Athleticism still on point, even looking at his film last year. Movement is not an issue. The power has kind of stepped back a little bit, but he is quick. 1.68 in the 10-yard split, that's great. 7.53 cone, that's great. 21 bench press reps, that's solid, not too great. But he was an undrafted free agent. The University of Alabama, Birmingham, the Blazers is where he's from. And, man, his NFL journey has been incredible. For an undrafted free agent, this dude has completely maxed out his potential, and it's incredible. He was with the Pittsburgh Steelers as an undrafted free agent from 2013 to 2017. Then he went to the Browns, where he got paid, 2018 to 2022. He was with the Titans last year, and the 49ers just signed him to a one-year, $1.375 million deal. So $1.3 million. Going into his 11th season, now let's jump back. We're just kind of painting the picture of what he's accomplished, but let's go back. You know, grew up in Columbus, Georgia, George Washington Carver High School. Eventually went on to graduate with UAB with a communications management degree, and just he was a two-star recruit coming out of high school. Never really caught the attention of scouts, went undrafted. That's just kind of what he was. But he's always been a better player than potential or prospect. And the NFL gets stuck in this rut where, what's the ceiling? Well, I tell you, this dude's played in 90 career NFL games. He's a football player that belongs in the NFL, but is he ever going to be a Pro Bowler? Are you ever going to plan for your future to have him as your right tackle, left tackle? And he's played every position. He's got starts at center, left guard, right tackle, left tackle, but at his 33-year-old season, he's probably just going to play right tackle, swing tackle for us, for the 49ers if he does make this roster, and we'll detail that in a little bit. But you go back to what he was able to accomplish. You know, he was a Conference USA all-freshman player back in 2019. Then, before he left UAB, he was an all-Conference USA selection his senior year. So, started hot, stayed hot, finally got there. Even if you go back to his time in Georgia as high school, won the 2007 3A state championship, all city team in high school, all these different things. He had 77 pancake blocks his senior year, which is impressive. Now, probably the height of his career, Chris Hubbard's, was with the Browns in 2018. He got a 5-year, $37.5 million contract. Didn't live up to it at all. But you could kind of see, like, the NFL sees Chris Hubbard as an NFL lineman. There's just been problems with health, and there's problem with the top end. He just doesn't really have that. They do have a son. His name's Creed Eason. What's up? Married to Tamara Hubbard. I hope I pronounced her name correctly. Now, he started 9 games with the Titans last season. He had a 69 PFF grade before he had a bicep tear. Now, let's dive into some of his injury history. And again, it's not a draft pick. This is not somebody you're planning your future around. This is a one-year depth play as a swing tackle, right? Battled knee and foot injuries in 2019 and missed 5 games. Missed 4 games in 2021 with a triceps injury. Last year was playing really well for the Titans, started their starting right tackle for the first 9 games, and then he had a biceps injury, missed the rest of 2023. So he's got a tricep and bicep injury. He's 33, coming off a lot of different issues. And if you look at Chris Hubbard, he's only got 5 seasons where he's played 50 or more percent snaps. That's it, 5 out of 11. Now, as an undrafted free agent, it took a while for him to establish himself and get his opportunity, but this guy, Chris Hubbard, alligator blood, man, he hangs around. And if he can overcome the injury, stay healthy, and if his opportunity presents itself, I'm telling you, him and Jalen Moore are going to be battling like crazy for that backup swing tackle position behind Colton McKivitz and Trent Williams. Very possible that Chris Hubbard could be a better player right now for the 49ers than Colton McKivitz. I don't think he's going to get that opportunity to compete or show that. He's got to be the backup. And the path for victory for Chris Hubbard is, and you hate this, but an injury takes place. He gets shoved into the lineup, very similar to like what happened with John Feliciano. And then he just shows, you can't take me out of the lineup. I'm playing too good. That's kind of what it is. Now, one of the highlights, only 14 career penalties. You know how crazy that is? He is a clean, clean player. And whenever I was doing my film, just watching some of his tape, best thing about him, consistency. He's an 11-year vet. And a lot of that, too, is I've been watching nothing but rookie tape with the draft book and then, you know, all these different 205 prospects we graded. But yeah, so if you're watching rookie going into rookie year, you know, these college prospects to an 11-year vet, it should be better tape. And it was. It consistently incredible. Movement skills, A+. Biggest issue is anchor. That's what happens whenever you target all these smaller offensive linemen. He's 295. You look at his grades just analytically at a 69 overall grade, nice. 67.8 pass block grade last year and a 64.1 run block grade last year. Now, he played for the Titans and it wasn't the best fit. I think he's much better zone fit than a power fit. Maybe younger, he had a little bit more oomph and push, but he still gets movement in those combo blocks. You see it on tape consistently. But clean, consistent dropbacks, always high IQ. It just screams on tape in the run game, whether it's pass-off combo blocks, whether it's going against stunts with defensive linemen, you know, in and out and passing off blocks. He is always doing what he should do. The arm length and the lack of weight, that's kind of the issue. That's about it. But he's a zone fit, and you know his power may have dipped a little bit. His mobility and reach blocks, outside zone, all those things, still there. So one of my favorite things to do, and I don't know if this is a positive or negative, but it's just fascinating seeing what some of these people can accomplish, right? And so whenever you look at Chris Hubbard and his career earnings as an undrafted free agent, he's made $29.8 million in his career. Freaking salute to you, Chris. Incredible. And I hope you get every single penny with the Niners, that $1.3 million add on top of that. Because this is a guy who has started 58 games in the NFL. 94 games played in. Over 4,000 snaps in his career. 4,062. Like I said, he's played everywhere that you can play on the offensive line, all five spots. I don't think that he will play anywhere besides tackle for the 49ers. The depth at guard is unbelievable. That competition is going to be crazy. The depth at tackle, that's going to be pretty cutthroat. I don't think there's room to keep four tackles. There's room to keep three. Jalen Moore versus Chris Hubbard, that's where it's going to be. So he's got a long shot. He's got to beat, you know, that out first. And they kind of see what happens. But, you know, there's not really a lot more competition besides Jalen Moore and Chris Hubbard. You didn't bring in, you know, you didn't really draft a tackle. You drafted two guards. You didn't even bring in an undrafted free agent tackle. You brought in Bryson Mays. Maybe he could do some of that, but I think guard's kind of his best spot, too. We'll talk about him later in this. But, okay, Bryson Mays, maybe, and then Jalen Moore. We'll see what happens. So I'm excited to have Chris Hubbard. And, man, this is going to be a lot of fun. Number 91 is down. 90 to go for the 2024, you know, 49ers countdown. Let's go.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
90. On the 49ers 91-man roster countdown for 2024 is Shaquel Brown, one of the newest members of the team, came in for a workout, and this is from Matt Barrow's quote, looked huge, ripped, end quote. This is a player that the 49ers have had their eyes on for two consecutive years. Coming out of Troy, he was an undrafted free agent last year that signed with the Titans, but the 49ers had an official visit with him last year before the draft, and there are rumors, I couldn't get this confirmed, that they did make an undrafted free agent offer to Shaquel Brown last year, who did not get drafted, but he chose the Titans. Didn't work out with the Titans, injured his ankle in one of the last preseason games, and they put him on IR for the year. They waived him early May. 49ers had him in for a tryout. As soon as he was waived, signed him a day after the tryout. So this is a player, even though he's one of the most recent additions as a defensive tackle, really as any position, Shaquel Brown is a Chris Kucerik guy. That's just what it is. You know, you look at what the 49ers did in the draft this year, they didn't draft one defensive lineman, edge or defensive tackle. They didn't. Then in the undrafted free agent class, they go out and spend the most money, guaranteed money for Evan Anderson, defensive tackle out of Florida Atlantic, and then they bring in Shaquel Brown. They are betting very high that Evan Anderson, Kalia Davis, maybe he can make those next steps, or Shaquel Brown will take that last roster spot. And we'll break down kind of what all that looks like on the depth chart for the defensive tackles, because they didn't add a lot of new guys. So undrafted free agent and workout players, these are the ones that are fighting. Now, got to give a huge shout out to Josh, Zach, and Dave helping. You know, they're the producers of this series and ranking 1 through 91. This is just players that matter the most on the 2024 season postseason for the 49ers. And Shaquel Brown came in after we started the process. So that's why he's at 90. I think probably 80s is where he would have landed if he was in that vote process, but we'll get to point totals and stuff. And again, more players are going to be cut, released, waived, additions, and we'll add them in accordingly. But that's why Shaquel Brown comes in at 90. And we have 91 because of the international player pathway. We don't even know the number yet of Shaquel Brown. I haven't seen that put out. Now, one thing that is cool, whenever I was watching his college tape, you know, at Troy, he wore 21, which you see a defensive tackle wearing 21, it kind of jumps out. And I will say this, this dude is a freak. You know, you heard the quote, you know, jacked, ripped, whatever. That's who he is. 6'3", 295. That is the ideal height weight for the 49ers 3 technique, whether you're looking at Kevin Givens, Marcel Harris, who's gone now, Javon Hargrave, Kalia Davis. Like, they have a body type on the defensive side of the ball. The defensive tackle, 6'3", 300 pounds. That's what they want it to be. 32 1/8-inch arms, that's decent. He's 25 years old. Ran a 4.940 at 300 pounds. Pretty damn impressive. 173 10-yard, great. 7.5 3-cone, great. Change of direction is there. Probably his best metric, 30 bench press reps at 225 pounds. Upper body explosiveness at 32-inch arms, which is decent for a defensive tackle. And it translates. What do these metrics mean? It means what a player can do. And you go through the combine, all these different things. It's like, okay, this is what they can do. And whenever you see somebody with 30 bench press reps, you're like, oh, all right, that's some upper body strength. Now let's turn the tape on. Does that translate to his game? Yes, sir, it does. He is moving guys around to gap in consistently. And we'll get to the film portion here in a second. But let's learn why he's an undrafted free agent and wasn't drafted. He hasn't really played a lot. He's from Lincoln High School in Tallahassee, Florida. Did graduate with a social science degree and was a two-star recruit. Now, he finished at Troy, but that he had a long process to get to Troy. Born and raised Miami, Florida. Went to high school in Tallahassee, Florida. Now, he lettered in football and basketball in high school. But after high school, he had to go to Highlands Community College in 2018. Then he went to another community college. I'm going to mess this up. Itawamba Community College of 2019 before transferring to Troy, where he was for 3 years. Now, the problem was he was at Troy. He never really became the guy. He only started 5 games in his career in 3 years. Now, he was a rotational player, a key rotational player, and his stats and highlights back that up. But how do you go from not even being able to start at Troy, which I'm not trying to paint Troy in a bad light because they get a lot of top-tier athletes. They are a very competitive school, but it's not like they're SEC whatever else. Troy's not those, even though they get a lot of similar athletes, which – you know, I will say this, Shaquille Brown fits that top-tier athletic mold whenever you look at his testing. Now, that's why he wasn't drafted. You don't have enough consistent tape. He didn't beat the guys out in front of him. He's a project player, explosive, twitchy. So let's dive into the film and kind of what I saw. He's a potential prospect. That's what he is. You're betting on the upper body strength. You're betting on the lower body speed and the height and weight. He just hasn't put it together yet. Can Kocerek get it out of him? This is a Kocerek guy. The GTFO that the 49ers measure from the defensive line, Shaquille Brown, check, check, check. They had the official 30 meeting with him. Unofficially, they offered him an undrafted free agent deal, even though he chose the Texans, which probably gave him more money. I'm just telling you. It's college tape. It's funny because the Niners have such a clear type defensively. You know, you look at Bullocks, the safety DB coach, Holland, the linebacker coach, Kocerek, the D-line coach. They've been there for 5+ years, 6+ years. They know what they want out of these spots. This is exactly, Shaquille Brown, what Kocerek wants at the defensive tackle 3-technique spot. It looks just like Khalil Davis. High-energy player, just needs to develop consistency. He's at his best as a backside defensive end, chasing down the run game from the backside. That's where he just pops. Great effort, but again, rotational player. Can he maintain that? He's not going to be a starter for the 49ers this year. Yeah, that's long way. The height of the best possible situation for Shaquille Brown and the 49ers is to be that number 4 or 5 defensive tackle. In the past, the 49ers used to keep 4 defensive tackles. Lately, they've kept 5 on the active roster. Can he get into that top 5? I think for Shaquille Brown, you've got a year to develop practice squad type player that could possibly get into that number 5 rotation spot if there's an injury or something's going on. Very lethal punch. The upper body strength, 30 bench press reps. Unbelievable. It translates. Slasher type. Doesn't stay blocked for long. Looks like he's covered in grease. You know, he'll pop up and then just slip off consistently and chase down plays, which I really, really, really do like. Now, you got to talk about injuries. You know, not a lot of tape. Was put on IR last season with an ankle injury with the Titans. You know, but good news is he got an accrued season. Yeah, that goes into retirement and all those different things. So he's on his way. He made $470,000 last year. My assumption is he's on another very low minimum deal with very low guaranteed. He's a tryout player. He was an undrafted free agent. He's kind of on his last track here. He might get one more chance in the future, but if he, for some reason, can't stick around on the practice squad here, this could be it. Which I hate to say, you know, the average length in the NFL is 2.2 years. We all talk about Debo and CMC and all these other guys. To be honest with you, Shaquille Brown is probably much more of the mainstay of what actually happens in the NFL. These guys that stick around rookie training camps, that stick around, you know, on the injured reserve, maybe practice squad, and then it's done. And so he made 470 last year, broke his ankle. I think it was a broken ankle. I could be wrong on that. I apologize on that one. But we got to see what he could do. Now, you look at the defensive tackle depth, and again, he's played zero snaps in the NFL. He was never activated. Zero. Only five career starts at Troy. He's got an uphill battle. Now, the defensive tackle depth, how many do they keep? Four or five this year. We'll see. There's some locks. Javon Hargrave's making the roster, right? Collins is making the roster. Jordan Elliott making the roster. Kevin Givens, one of the longest tenured 49ers, is making the roster, period. So, there's a lot of defensive tackles. Listen to these names he's got to beat out. Kalia Davis, T.Y. McGill, Evan Anderson, Raymond Johnson III, Alex Barrett. Now, is Alex Barrett an edge? Is he a defensive tackle? Where are they going to put him? They've moved him so much this year. I think, personally, I would move Alex Barrett back to edge because I don't think you have the depth there that you have at the defensive tackle group on your roster. But could Shaquille Brown pass Raymond James, Evan Anderson, T.Y. McGill, and maybe Kalia Davis? If you get four out of five of those guys, you beat them out, you might make this roster. But I do think Shaquille Brown probably going to be cut, maybe be brought back to the practice squad. I really, really hope that he can impress and make his stamp on this team as that high, twitchy, explosive guy that can come in and get you 12 snaps a game. That's the ceiling for his 2024 outlook for the 49ers. Probable practice squad, actual, this might be it for him. So I'm hoping he impresses somebody so he could stick around. Oh, this is fun. We're going to keep doing the countdown. That's number 90, defensive tackle Shaquille Brown. And I'll say this. The whole goal is for you to learn these players through training camp so that the preseason is absolutely incredible. And when one or two of these back-end roster guys make it, that's where it gets exciting. You know, obviously, we know the Brock Purdy story. He was pretty low on this. We had him in the, I think, 79 one year. We'll see what happens. But for us here, the 49ers Rush, we're just going to keep counting them down.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Number 89 on the 2024 49ers roster countdown, undrafted free agent safety, Jalen Mahoney. Now, the way that we calculate this, four of us voted. Shout out to Josh, Zach, and Dave. And myself, and we vote, and you know, we go through and we average those out and all that. Like, that's what we do. So, out of the four people voted 1 to 91, he got 353 points. Now, the highest that he received votes was number 86, the lowest was 90. And I think whenever you look at the position, it's not so much against Jalen, and we'll talk about kind of what he brings. It's much more the safety depth chart that's already established. Yeah, a lot of teams only keep four safeties. And whenever you look at the 49ers depth chart, well, you got Talanoa Hufanga, you got Jair Brown, you got Malik Mustafa, who you drafted early, and you pay George Odom to be a safety slash special team stud. If you only keep four, your four are already kind of penciled in. So the safety position's a little difficult to break after that. Doesn't mean it can't happen. But the pathway for safety Jalen Mahoney, it's definitely one that's going to have practice squad written on it. If he's going to stick around for a while, who knows long-term, Hufanga's last year of his deal, Odom, who knows with that one, that's a year-by-year thing. So there's a pathway, just probably not for 2024. And so the entire premise of this series, which players bear the most weight or are the most important for the 49ers 2024 season? I think Jalen Mahoney is more than an injury away. I think he's two injuries away from even having a role inside of that. Doesn't mean in the 49ers red shirt program, he's not going to have an opportunity. Now, Jalen Mahoney, he's 5'11", 200, 31-inch arms, 23 years old, ran a 4.54 40. That's solid. Might be one of the faster safeties that we actually have in the room, to be honest with you. It's pretty much on par. Talanoa is probably the slowest, but most effective all-pro guy. 7.03 cone, that's great. Change of directions there, 33.5-inch vertical, 10-foot broad jump, solid. 19 bench press reps. That is unbelievable. So impressive. The leader at the combine, pro days, all these different things, for the most bench press reps at the safety position was Malik Mustafa with 22. So he's only three reps short of the number one safety in this class, who we also got, right? So the Niners continue to show this type at 5'11", 200. I'm going to scream this till I'm blue in the face. 49ers want defensive backs to be 6 foot 200, as close to that as they can. Jalen Mahoney, perfect height, weight, size, fit, upper body strength. These are the things that the 49ers value. Now, he is an undrafted free agent. Dane Brugler of The Athletic had him ranked as the number 45 safety in this class. And so once you get to this point, you're going after traits. Height, weight, attitude, intelligence, all these things. The tape isn't as great as you would like it to be, but that's going to be the case whenever you're talking about an undrafted free agent. It's just the way that it goes. And so let's back up. Let's go through Jalen Mahoney's entire kind of how he got to where he is. Grew up at South Point Prep School, South Carolina. Graduated with a degree in human organizational development. And he's pursuing a graduate degree in learning diversity and urban studies from Vanderbilt. This dude's smart, 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 smart. And you watch the tape. IQ jumps off. And these are the traits that the 49ers value much more than others. Clean on off field, high IQ. It's the opposite of a Dallas Cowboy. Now, he was a three-star recruit by ESPN, chose to go to Vanderbilt. Full name is Jalen Elijah Mahoney. He's got lots of brothers and sisters, two brothers, four sisters, and his brother, Jordan, plays football for UMass. He's a National Honor Society member in high school. He was all-region two times in high school. Born and raised in Rock Hill, South Carolina. They have an NFL pedigree program for sure. At Vanderbilt, non-one, but two-time team captain in 2022 and 2023. So he's SEC. He's played against the best of the best continuously. So he's got that track record there. He was an honorable mention All-SEC in 2023 and an honor roll student in 2020 and 2022. He was a Senior Bowl watch list, didn't get the invite, instead went to the Shrine Bowl, which he was able to participate in, and that's huge for the Niners. Shrine Bowl, Senior Bowl, Niners want to see these players and how they react and how they play and perform around other NFL caliber players. But again, undrafted free agent. He's number 89 on our list. The Niners brought him in as an undrafted free agent. We don't have the numbers out yet for what the guarantees are, and that will kind of help us understand who the Niners value in this undrafted free agent class. We don't know. They're not out there yet. But if you look at what he was able to accomplish in his college career, 247 tackles. This is somebody that's played a lot. Stop me if you've heard that before whenever we talk about this draft class with the Niners. Four sacks, one forced fumble, one fumble return, 22 pass breakups, four interceptions, even though none of those interceptions came in 2023. Relatively healthy, no major injuries that we could find. He started 45 games in college out of 54, started as a role player. Once he stepped in, didn't look back. 45 starts in the SEC is pretty damn impressive. Now, the film, my favorite thing about him, I'm not sure this is a great thing, is he's a great out-of-phase safety. So in phase is a corner technique that you teach where you can literally touch the hip of the wide receiver. You're close, right? You're Velcroed. You're stuck to him, whatever else. He's at his best out-of-phase, where he is a cover three. They ran a cover three system. That was kind of their main thing. And he was the free safety for the most part. He is the eraser role, much more Tayshawn Gibson than he is Malik Mustafa Talanoa Hufanga. Much more Tayshawn Gibson, shell over the top. The eraser role is what the 49ers call that. You stop big plays from being touchdowns. Like, you erase those giant, you don't let big plays become bigger plays. And so Cover three, covers a lot of ground. Timing, IQ, those are his best two traits in my opinion. Timing routes and just knowing where to go, always where he should be. Physicality is a big part of his game, though. So I'm not trying to say, even though I don't put him in the same type of safety role as Hufanga or Malik Mustafa, he'll hit. He brings it. He likes contact. You go watch that Georgia game, and whether it's Brock Bowers or whoever come over the middle, he doesn't care. Doesn't care. Brings his feet when tackling, wraps up well. Mustafa light whenever it comes to contact. You know, you're not getting a lot of like the huge hits, the highlight hits, but he's a thumper. He's not shying back at all. I couldn't find any tape of that at all. So the Niners got this type. Tough, physical, multi-purpose. He could do kind of all of it. Look at the snaps that he did just in 2023. 254 snaps as the free safety in that cover three scheme. 193 snaps as a nickel slash slot corner, you know, that kind of hybrid safety role. And 96 is kind of the strong safety box safety. Free safety is where he's going to find his spot in special teams. Pro Football Focus grades for 2023 for Jalen Mahoney. 59.8 overall. Nah, not great. 78.8 run grade. That's his best thing. Against the run. 74.1 tackle grade. Great. 54.2 coverage. Nah, this is why he's undrafted. You look at some of the other just, you know, stats. 8 solo run stops last year. He gave up 25 receptions on 34 targets for a 73.5 completion percentage. Not his best. Allowed 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 3 pass breakups, 2 penalties. But how is he going to make this roster? You got to take it from George Odom. You got to be a stud special teamer that can step in if injuries happen at the safety position. That's his pathway to NFL success. He's got 386 career special team snaps. Jalen Mahoney, special teams. That's how he got it at Vandy. That's how he's going to have to do it in the NFL. Now, best case scenario, again, practice squad player. That's what he's hoping for. You look at the depth chart. Again, there's 4 locks already. Hufanga, Jair Brown, George Odom, Malik Mustafa. Those guys are making this 53-man roster, period. Now you've got to beat out these other guys for the practice squad. Taylor Hawkins, dude's a legend practice squad player. Eric Harris, more of a vet. That's it, Jalen Mahoney. So you've got 7 guys in this safety room. 5 are going to be able to stick around. Can he beat out Taylor Hawkins and Eric Harris? That's the question. The 49ers love Taylor Hawkins, but don't trust him enough to elevate him to play in big-time games. He's a big locker room presence. It's going to be difficult for Jalen Mahoney to take over that spot, but that starts now. They play the same spot, that eraser, free safety. The thing that changes about Hawkins and Mahoney, Mahoney's bigger. Mahoney's more versatile. Mahoney's ceiling is much higher than Taylor Hawkins. Taylor Hawkins fits everything the Niners want a practice squad player and won practice squad player of the year 2 years ago, I believe. So that's kind of where he's got to come out on top. So defensive back, undrafted free agent, Jalen Mahoney, welcome to the 49ers. You come in at number 89 on this roster countdown for 2024. Hopefully he sticks around and next year we see a big jump in that number.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel.
Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.